evening out to everybody here at the Jewish Center of Teaneck. There's a strange phenomenon when it comes to the plague of the firstborn, Makas Bechoros. The Torah says, Umeis kol Bechor Beretz Mitzrayim, I'm reading from the 11th chapter, the 5th verse, Mi Bechor Paro Hayoshiv Al Kiso, that makes perfect sense. The Paro's firstborn should die. Paro was the culprit. He was the person who perpetrated the terrible slavery against the Jewish people. Ad Bechor Ashivcha, Asher Achar Harechayim. But it would include the lowliest members of Egypt, the firstborn of a woman who herself was a female slave. Asher Achar Harechayim. This person was literally grinding in the millstones. A very strange kind of a thing. So Rashi wants to know, why is it that these individuals are being held accountable? Bechor Ashivcha, Lama Laku B'nei Hashvachos. Why is it, what did they ever do against the Jewish people? So Rashi argues, Sha'af heim hayu mishabdin bahem usmeichem mitzarasam. So Rashi says that indeed, these individuals who themselves were slaves in Egypt used to abuse the Jews. They would themselves enslave the Jews. There was one rung beneath them, usmeichem mitzarasam. Then Rashi adds a second dimension. Then in addition to the fact that, you know, they treated them very badly and contributed to the slavery, they were happy to see the Jewish people suffer. Those seem like two different points. So that's what Rashi says, a relatively famous Rashi. What I was noticing this morning when I was looking at the Medrash very early in the morning, preparing for tonight, I saw something remarkable. The Medrash doesn't even have that first clause. The Medrash simply says the reason they were punished is not because they afflicted any slavery whatsoever on the Jewish people. They didn't. They themselves were quasi-slaves. But they were happy to see that there was somebody who was lower than them. They were happy to insult the Jews, and they took a certain degree of pleasure in the suffering of the Jews as the lowest rung in society. And that itself was enough that they should be included in Makas Bechoros. That, to me, was a remarkable statement. Rashi, okay, you can understand, if they were part of the forces of enslavement, even if they themselves were slaves to the Egyptians otherwise, so you can understand that. But the fact that the Medrash only focuses on the second part, it makes no mention whatsoever of the fact that they actually enslaved the Jews, but merely that they took pleasure in the suffering of the Jews, and therefore they were chayiv misa. They literally deserve the death penalty in Makas Bechoros just as much as those who enslave the Jews. I think that's a very important perspective about compassion, or the lack thereof, the opposite. And if there are people that are suffering, then our attitude is being evaluated. And these individuals, those who were enslaved to the Egyptians, but you know, on the social ladder, were one rung above the Jews and were taking pleasure in what was going on to the Jewish people, God saw exactly what it was that they were doing in terms of their attitude, not in terms of their actions, and that was sufficient to have them included in Makas Bechoros. And it was a striking reminder to me of how important it is, even if there's nothing that you can do. I doubt there's anything that any of these Shefachos or Avadim in Egypt could do to help the Jewish people. They had no power whatsoever. But even if there's nothing that you can do in this world except empathize, that itself is important. And the failure to empathize in the opposite direction, taking pleasure in the suffering of others, that is such a grave crime, according to the Medrash, that it warranted them being included in Makas Bechoros. Absolutely remarkable. Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha Amar, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Zakos.